Bishulchem, happiest Monday. Shavua Monday. Tov. Hope everyone is doing well. Today's shiur is dedicated to Ilui Nishmat, Ma'akaba Jalinus, Chana bat Shemuel, Shlomo ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel ben Gabriel, Tzivya bat Mashiach, Tamara bat Mashiach, Yosef ben Nisan, and Niora bat Yitzchak, Ruach Hashem, Tenicham began Eden. And today we are learning about Gadol. Right. We finished off quickly the end yesterday of last week of Ger, where Peleus was saying that that travelers from place to place are also in a way like foreigners, and we should always be there to help them and assist them and welcome them and be welcoming. And he was saying, especially between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, he's like, we're one people. He's like, even if the language and the culture might feel a little bit different, that doesn't mean that we're two different peoples, chas v'shalom. We're all one nation, and we should do that which we can to assist and help each other. So now today we're learning about Gadol. Gadol in Hebrew is a word that it has a meaning which is, how should I say it? There are many meanings that are part of the word gadol. Gadol means great. It means big. It means physically big, but it can also mean someone being spiritually great. So it could mean tremendous, powerful. Big. Gadol in a general sense means great. Bigger. It can also mean physically big or physically large. It could also be somebody who's spiritually great as well. So gadol. So who is the gadol of all gadolim? And gadol Adonenu.
No doubt. There's no doubt.
our master Hashem is exactly. Like the definition, the gadol of the gadol of all gadolim. Gdulato en cheker. His greatness, you cannot imagine his greatness. Ad makom sheni adenu sichlo sheni atzichen lamagad. It's a level that our minds, our intelligence
cannot even conceive
it. It's we cannot process it.
Correct.
We're not built in a way that we're able to process the greatness of Hashem.
As much as we question ourselves, we still cannot.
So Uchvar Chata b'Sefer HaChayadim, already in the book of Sefer HaChayadim, it says, I'll give you an example.
What's Sefer HaChayadim?
Sefer HaChayadim.
One of his
Sfarim? No, it's not one of his own Sfarim. It's a Sefer that was written before. It's like a Sefer of Musar. So, Shekimo Sheletino Katan, She'eno Yodea Lispor Ela Ar Asara. You have a young child. The child only knows how to count to 10. He knows how to count 1 to 10. So, Kshayamru Lo Arin Cheker, if you want to tell him, like, to imagine something really big, right? So you say, V'arin Mispar, you know, something like, you can't imagine
infinite,
how large it is.
You say infinite.
So he said, Ya'alev Mechov Yisair, Shemeahu In Cheker Mispar. You tell him 100. He said, wow, 100. That must be an insane number.
Correct.
Right?
When
he gets
older,
can only count to 10. So, Kshayamru Lo Arin Cheker Mispar. And then whenever he gets older, he knows how to count to 100. Ya'alev
Mechov
Yisair, Shemeahu you say, 1,000, wow! 1,000, that's unimaginable. Or 10,000, wow! Impossible. So in Cheker Yisparakach, he says, "Kol mashanu mitzari rotenu." No matter how much we try to put together and comprehend bigdulat Adonenu, the greatness of our creator, we're not even the young child that doesn't know how to count to 10, that can't count to 10, and you're telling him 100. We can count to one.
Right? We can count to one.
Those are the limits of our comprehension. So al kol panim, and at the very least, ra'ui lanu shenizkor tamid, we should remember as much as we can. Kasher nuchal gedulat Adonai al makom she'en esichlenu magat, biroteno godel ha'olam ha'shafel, v'hu ke'ayin neger gavoa mimenu. Right? When you think about how large planet Earth is, just think about the world that we live in, right? And planet Earth is tiny. Right, you know, I saw yesterday, you know that now they have a live stream on YouTube from the International Space Station. They have a live stream of planet Earth. You know, you could watch You can look at planet Earth, right? The international, it's something like 250 miles above Earth. So they have a live stream.
Like the
Kotel cam. You can have a live stream.
So if I say hello, you can see me.
Of planet Earth. And a person, you watch this, and you think, like, okay, where am I on this? Where am I? Who am I? Right? And then you think, Joe Biden, President of the United States. Wow,
where is he?
Donald Trump.
Where are these people?
Elon Musk. They're the wealthiest people. Nothing. We're all zeros. We're all nothing.
Hashem, when he looks at us, it's the same thing, no?
So he says, and this entire earth is a tiny dot in the galaxy. That's nothing compared to what is beyond it. The solar system and the galaxies that are beyond it. There's a limitless number of planets out there. And all of that is nothing to the greatness of God, to the greatness of Hashem. And we should have full emunah. We can't even comprehend one in tens of thousands, in tens of millions of the greatness of Hashem. We're designed in a way that we're too limited to be able to understand. As much as there are great things humanity can accomplish, when it comes to understanding Hashem, it's beyond our comprehension. We don't have permission to say, like, I can judge God. We learn this in Patach Eliyahu, in the Zohar. What does it say? The absolute principle from where our emunah of Hashem starts is, yes, even Petichat Eliyahu, he starts by saying, yes, there are 10 sefirot, and there are different ways that God emanates from, and all that. But at the foundation of all of it, let machashava tefisa bach kelal. There is no mind, human mind, which can comprehend grasp Hashem. Vechen amar ha-meshorer, and just like a poet, there was a famous poet who wrote, chakor pe'alav, rak elav atishlach yadecha. Right, understand all of his creations, and think about all of his creations. But Hashem himself, don't think that your hand can touch.
Impossible.
We can appreciate Hashem's creations, but Hashem, to understand Hashem directly, not within our possibility. Machshava zo mo'elet, and this will help us, behitzteref lachshov, especially if together with thinking about the greatness of Hashem, we think together, Adam. Think opposite that, how tiny man is. How tiny we are. And how great must be the love of Hashem to us.
We're insignificant.
If you're looking from there down.
We look up at the cosmos, and if God is much greater than all of the cosmos, and God blessed us to be us, these little tiny dots. That all of us are little tiny dots in the cosmos, to be able to live on a planet that we can live, that we can breathe, that we can eat, that we can enjoy and appreciate the earth that He put us on. Right now Hashem even put us in a time where they're exploring space now, casually exploring space. This will arouse within a person the love of Hashem, the awe of Hashem's greatness, the hanava, humility in who we are, and also joy and also happiness. This is where all of Judaism emanates from. And praiseworthy and happy is the person who thinks about this. From time to time, he thinks about, how tiny are we? How great are the cosmos? How great are the cosmos that Hashem created? And if the cosmos are so vast and grand, how great is the creator of all of this?
It's incredible.
V'hi gufa mitzvah v'goreret mitzvah. And this causes a person to come closer to Hashem, ushmira mikol chova v'shetei avorata avorato shneima, and our service to Hashem will be complete. V'zo haya midat chasidim arishonim shehayu shoheim sha'acha. The Gemara says that the early chasidim, the early righteous, pious ones, hayu shoheim sha'acha korem atfila. They would meditate for 1 hour before they would pray. Before each of their prayers, they would meditate for 1 hour. This is not the tefillah itself.
Yeah. Right? That's preparation. It's preparation.
Preparation. You know, for 1 hour meditation preparation. Lachshov b'gdulat habore v'chidut ha'adam. And what was the essence of that meditation? Understanding and trying to appreciate the greatness of Hashem versus against how tiny I am. Wow. How tiny I am. And yet Hashem is listening to my prayers.
Yes.
Hashem is listening to my tefillah.
So 1 hour before
Exactly, that's what we're doing now. So,
you're meditating, of course.
I'm saying, maybe before our tefillah, we have to go on the YouTube. We have to watch just look at planet Earth from the international station. I'm saying, it's only like, it's
like
mind-boggling. It's overwhelming.
You have people that like, till 11 o'clock, they still haven't done Shachar. I'm still trying to gather my focus.
כך עומדים להתפלל כאשר יאות. Then you pray properly. Yeah. I'm a little fly.
When we walk in the streets and we see these little tiny things moving,
that's it. We're the same way.
We're exactly the same.
It's the same concept.
I'm like a little fly coming to serve in front of the great and almighty King. This is what all of mankind. This is all of what the Torah comes to teach us, right?
Is that kind of what we do when we read Shacharit? We're preparing ourselves. We're humbling ourselves.
Yes. So this is part of it, and also exactly. And some of the chapters of Tehillim are about this. When the Psukei Zimra, the Hallelujahs, they praise the creation of God.
Yes.
They praise the creations of Hashem.
Yotzer HaMeirot, the biggest one.
Yotzer HaMeirot, yeah, exactly. So Vehine Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll just add one piece to all of this. Hashem Lo Hagdula Velo Nae Hakavod. All of greatness and all of the honor belongs to Hashem. Vehu Chalak Mikevodo Livrua. Hashem gave a little bit of that honor to that which He created. Vetziva Lachlok Kavod Kol Echad VeEchad LeMisha Gadol Mimenu. And Hashem commanded that we have to give a certain degree of respect and honor to one who is greater than us.
Sure.
Right? The Kegon, for example, the Avaim, right? A father and mother.
No doubt.
Right? A father and mother, God commanded us. Not that, again, we should all with humility look at the world and look at what Hashem created and say, every single one of us is a tiny dot. We're nothing. We have no room for gaava. Who has room for gaava and think that I'm great? You know, it's like, you know, one fly thinking that he's better than the other fly. We're all tiny nothings.
I told you, it's Monday morning. Go easy on us. I don't get it.
But Hashem, in His Torah, Hashem who gave, who all of the honor and all of the glory is Hashem's, He commanded us that there are certain people that we have to honor. Because they're older, because they're greater. First and foremost, kigon the avaim, a father and a mother is one, vera, and a society that does not have the respect of the parents at its core is doomed to fail.
Isn't it interesting? You think about it, and you're saying, you know, Hashem built human being with the natural tendency of wanting to have God. But right away He teaches you have to counter the natural tendency.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Yes. Why? That's the whole challenge.
Because then you read, because then you, because then you're
like this, you're the natural tendency of wanting God.
That's the challenge. That's the whole idea.
Excellent.
To control.
It's an excellent question. Why is the Yetzer Hara created essentially? But it allows us to distinguish who are the really righteous people.
Yeah.
Who are the people who overcome it.
You know, the challenge is complacent.
Without that, what's the purpose? Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah, you need some excitement.
Right? Right? Hashem needed to create a... It's not entertainment. Yeah, use the word entertainment. But the point is that it becomes meaningful when somebody makes the right choices.
Yes.
Right.
I managed to overcome my Yetzer Hara.
Hashem created us robots that are programmed to do something and did not have any free will. Then what does it mean to make the right choices? It doesn't mean anything.
But if
a person was created as a robot without any free will and without a tendency to want to do what's wrong, it wouldn't mean anything to make the right choices, because what do you mean? That's what you're programmed to do. The same way I program a robot to clean the room and it cleans the room. Well, it did what it was programmed to do. It didn't have a free will of saying, no, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should disobey the orders of the button.
I think it's a very important factor that we have to learn to control. It's all about learning to control.
100%. I saw a very, very beautiful interpretation. It made me so strong. Right? Noah, right? After the Teva, right? So the whole episode happened where he was disgraced by his son Cham. And right after it, what did he say? When he figured out and he realized what happened, he said, "Arur Kena'an." Yeah. He said, "Cursed is Kena'an." Kena'an, the grandson, the son of Cham. What is this? Noach is cursing his grandson? Why? Why would Noach curse his grandson?
What did the grandson do?
What did the grandson do that... that he's cursing his grandson, but just because his son disgraced him, because his son, he's cursing his grandson. So I read something very, very beautiful. He was not cursing his grandson. Noach was making a prediction. He's making a prediction. He's saying,
because of what he did.
Because you don't honor your father.
Right,
and
if
your mother.
Ham did this, then Canaan is really in trouble. Then my grandson, if this is the way a son treats their father, a son disregards their father, if a society is going to be based on that, where are the grandchildren going to get to? Where are the great-grandchildren going to get to? He's going to be even worse than his father.
Yeah, because it's an example.
It's kavachome. If you cannot respect your parents, how are you going to respect God?
It could also be that he was challenging his own son by cursing his grandkids, so now he got his attention. Now maybe he has to start.
Right. You know? So ultimately, yeah, it's fascinating. But ultimately, what the Torah teaches and what the Torah brings is the family and the honor of the parents is so important in the family, because
it's the base
of a successful society to honor God. Because in a society that does not respect family values, in a society where they're the children always come in with I'm more progressive than my parents, and because of that, I can disregard my parents. My parents mean nothing. I can, in those kinds of societies, there's never true progress, and the people end up being slaves to the government. That's always where it ends up. The family structure is always the ultimate. The ultimate protection.
It's the ultimate protection
for the government not to take advantage of its citizens. The ultimate protection is
create family.
Strong family structure.
Units.
Strong family
structure. That's
what they
want to destroy the family.
With respect,
progressive.
Single mother, single
this. Either you serve your parents, or you end up being a slave.
Yes, but it's not serve your parents. The Torah never says
respect.
Serve your parents.
Respect.
Honor and dignity of the parents and for what our parents have to say. Why?
It's the fundamental
protection against a government taking advantage of its citizens.
I agree.
Without the family structure, the citizens, and this is what the Torah says, Ever Abadim Yalechav, he's going to end up a slave. My grandson, Kenan, is going to end up a slave.
Communism, they take the children from the parents, finish, there's no family. And
so, this is what he says, Hashem, the great creator, the greatest of all, and he said, respect of father and mother.
Not once.
Is it foundation?
Not once.
Many times, right? Ve'rav u'mishe gadol imenu b'chokhma u'minyan. And also, a rav and any person that a person finds to be more knowledgeable than him. It's a person who has learned it and is the rav, but it's also referring to mishe gadol imenu. Any person that a person learns it.
I have to give respect to Steve.
He understands and knows something that I didn't know. He knows, he has knowledge that I don't have. וכן האח חייב לכבד את אחיו הגדול. A brother has to honor his older brother. One brother has to honor his older brother. וכדומה, כל הגדול מחברו חייב בכבודו. If a person notices and values someone who is greater, who has learned more than him, or is greater than him, he's obligated to honor him. שכן אמרו רבותינו זל, אז החכמים said, מניין ליודע בחברו של הגדול ממנו? From where do we learn this? שכן אמרו שנאמר, בדניאל, כל קובל די רוח יתיה ישתחת בי. Here, what pasuk do you have in Daniel here? It says Daniel, hey. So mine here says, hey, you bet. So the Gemara that we have actually says Vav Yudalit.
Yes.
You're right. It's Vav Yudalit is the correct. But basically, whenever the king of Babel, the king, actually at that time I think it was Daryavish, I think it was Paras, when he realized Daniel's greatness, no, it was Belshazzar, I think, it was Belshazzar, the king of Babel, when he realized Daniel's greatness, he elevated him to a position of stature and he honored him. So the Gemara learns from there, when somebody learns of the knowledge that somebody has, a day of great knowledge, you have to honor them. You're required to honor them. It's a lesson from the book of Daniel. והמבזה למישהו חייב בכבודו, הרי הוא כמבזה הקדוש ברוך הוא שציווה על כבודו. Somebody who degrades somebody that God told you to honor them. Hashem told you honor this person. And you feel that I'm in a position to degrade him. I'm in a position, so to speak, chas v'shalom, it's like degrading Hashem.
It's the second time you're reading this in periods, yeah. About this.
It's very, very powerful.
Very careful when who do you
down. Yeah. Have a wonderful day. Happiest Monday.
Happiest Monday, Rabbi.